from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
He's talking about this guy. Yeah. And he goes, this guy has tiny knees.
Tiny knees?
That's what I said.
Small knees?
Tiny knees.
Tiny knees.
Small tiny knees, I think he said. Let me see. Where is it? Phil Sims on this guy. Little tiny knees. I had to write it down because I never heard that before.
Who's he talking about? You got to tell me. So what if the guy had tiny knees? You guys are talking about it yesterday. There's a bunch of people there. They know what it was. Why can't we hear it? Now I want to know who's got tiny knees.
All right. He was the first overall draft pick. He's no longer playing. And he was one of the quarterbacks that got the last big contracts because
Sam Bradford. Tiny knees.
Yes.
And he used to tear those knees up all the time. Didn't he have, like an ACL and something else? And he had.
Right, but he had tiny knees.
Wow.
Hey, Al.
Small knee Bradford.
I think you have tiny knees. You have tiny knees?
I don't think so. I have skinny legs, but I think I have these regular knees.
Do you have your stretch jeans on right now?
I could get it over my knee, sure.
Come in here. I'm going to see your knee. Tell me if this is a tiny knee. I had no idea this was a thing. Let me see.
I'm on Sam Bradford knee. Images.
No, that's a normal man's knee.
That's a normal man. I think that's a tiny knee.
To me,
that's a tiny knee. Let me see my knee against your knee. Hold on.
No. Al may have a bigger knee than me. Actually,
you think so?
Yeah, I feel like I've got dainty joints.
I am wearing knee pads.
I feel like I've got dainty wrists and ankles.
It's a smaller knee.
Well, I mean, everything's bigger on Boomer than you. I mean, comparing it to you is not...
Yeah, but the good news is that nobody said I had tiny knees.
No, obviously you don't have tiny knees.
Yeah,
so. We know that. I'm looking at Sam Bradford. I mean, he's wearing knee pads, so it's hard for me. I don't have a naked knee picture of Sam Bradford, so I got to take Phil's word for it.
He said he had tiny knees.
Well, and it didn't work out for him.
No, it didn't. But, I mean, it's... Now I have to start looking at knees now. And I never thought I was ever going to have to do that. But now it's a big part of, obviously, seeing whether or not a guy could play.
I mean, did he give an example of a man who had a large knee or an adequate knee and said, that's the knee you're looking for? Like, when he was said, man, like, you know, I don't know, like, it's sort of a way someone would evaluate a horse, like a horse trainer. Like,
exactly. He said that Sam Bradford had horse knees.
Come on.
That's what he said. He says, exactly.
How disrespectful.
Well,
if I'm Sam Bradford, man, I don't know. I may go for defamation of character. You're calling me the horse knees? You're out there at the FanDuel offices just completely crapping all over my name and calling him horse knees knees?
We all said he had a great arm. We all thought that he was a quality quarterback. Nobody was disrespecting his quarterback prowess or any of that stuff. He just said he had tiny knees.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.